Gal Pals, written by the Maybird and read by the Podfic Gremlin. This fic is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It is an F/F fic in the Barbie Big City Big Dreams fandom. Relationships include Barbie Malibu Roberts / Barbie Brooklyn Roberts. Characters include Barbie Malibu Roberts, Barbie Brooklyn Roberts, Emmy, and Rafa from Barbie Big City Big Dreams. Additional tags include Fluff, Domestic Fluff, Roommates, Gal Pals, One Shot, Short, Short One Shot, and Ficlet. This fic was originally written in English. Summary. Is it weird to date your roommate who has the same name as you? Fic begins. Hey Malibu, you want to zip me? Brooklyn called from across the room. Barbie looked up to see Brooklyn standing in front of the mirror, stunning as always, but even more so in the dress Rafa had made. The back, however, was completely open, exposing the deep, smooth skin of Brooklyn's back. Of course! Barbie jumped up from her bed, perhaps a little too eagerly. She was in her dress, too. They were getting ready for the big night and figured a dress rehearsal couldn't hurt. The zipper got caught halfway up, making the task take longer than it should have, which only flustered her further. Brooklyn grinned, seeing her blush in the mirror. I look good, right? Yeah, you look amazing. So do you. Brooklyn turned around on the spot, not losing any space between them. They were so close, Barbie could count her freckles. She should probably step back, right? It was awkward that she was still standing here, but why hadn't Brooklyn moved? I wonder if we should try switching, though? Brooklyn straightened the strap of Barbie's dress, her fingers brushing the skin of Barbie's shoulder. The blue in my dress would really bring out those pretty eyes of yours. Oh, you think? Barbie knew her cheeks must be red, and there was no way of hiding it with how close they were standing. Brooklyn laughed and slid her hand from Barbie's shoulder to her cheek. Without further warning, she leaned forward and pressed their lips together softly. She used her free hand to find Barbie's and intertwine their fingers. Sorry, said Brooklyn sheepishly. I should have asked. I have a bad habit of just going for what I want. No, that's one of the things I like about you, said Barbie quickly. And I really like you. Brooklyn beamed. That means I can kiss you again, right? Yes, definitely. Brooklyn slid her arms around Barbie's waist and pulled her close, making her giggle before kissing her once more. Time for rehearsal, Malibu. We'll continue this later. Barbie nodded. Her head was in the clouds and didn't want to form words at that moment. Later that week, at lunch with Emmy and Rafa, the girls were distracted playing footsie under the table. All right, what's with you two? Emmy finally asked when it was clear neither of them had heard a word of her story. They've been like this all week, said Rafa. Sorry, Emmy, said Brooklyn. She glanced at Barbie. Barbie bit her lip. They hadn't exactly clarified the nature of their relationship yet, or talked about going public with it. The thought was scary, but exciting. I'm okay with telling them if you are, said Barbie. Telling them what exactly? Said Brooklyn with a raised eyebrow. Brooklyn leaned in to whisper in Barbie's ear. Be my girlfriend, Malibu? She nodded, unable to stop a goofy grin from spreading across her face. Yes? Brooklyn squealed, pulled Barbie close around the waist, and kissed her cheek. Whoa, said Emmy. Are you two... Certified official gal pals, said Brooklyn. Yep. Barbie shyly kissed her cheek back. Wow, you two are such a cliche. You actually moved in together before the first date, said Rafa. Inspiring. They laughed, and pretty soon the four of them were back to their normal conversations. Their friends were happy for them. They were an official couple. All was right in the world. Barbie chuckled to herself as a thought occurred to her. "What's up?" Brooklyn asked. "Nothing. I just can't wait to see the looks on everyone's faces back home when I introduce them to my girlfriend, Barbie Roberts." "Ha! You think that's bad? Have you thought about updating our Facebook statuses? Barbie Roberts is in a relationship with Barbie Roberts." That night after dinner and an exhausting rehearsal, the girls returned to their room ready to collapse. Barbie went to the bathroom to get changed, and when she came back, found Brooklyn sitting in her pajamas on the edge of her bed. She patted the spot next to her. "Sleep with me tonight?" Barbie hesitantly sat down. I don't know if I'm ready for..." she stammered. Brooklyn laughed. "I just meant so we could cuddle, boo. If that's okay." "Oh, yeah, I'd like that." Barbie relaxed, laying back and getting comfortable against Brooklyn. "You're cute when you're flustered, Malibu." Thick ends.